All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Ramchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome into 296, episode 296 of the Real Life Podcast. This is going to be a fun one because Chalmers and Jay are golfing in Kelowna. So it is just me, Tyler Yaremchuk. And may I add, I am fucking so hungover right now. And Bagnik and Wanya.
What did you get up to?
This is going to sound weird too, but I had a wedding to go to last night.
Wednesday?
Yeah, a wedding to go to on a Wednesday.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Who got married?
My girlfriend's cousin.
Interesting.
So you just got fucking hammered. Did you know anybody like in their family, or were you just like the outsider there to get drunk?
I know them, and it was a super small wedding too. There weren't very many people there. So I know her side of the family well, cause we've been dating for like whatever, almost 3 years now. But like the other side of the family, obviously like I didn't know her side of the family. But there was a handful of people there who knew me, who like,
there we go. Chip. Clout. So,
yeah, by the end of the night, I was just like doing tequila shots with people I like didn't know. And I woke up this morning and I am hurting.
What time does the old alarm go off at the Ramchuk house? Because you got to be at the station mighty early, it seems.
No, I did not have to be at the station mighty early today. And thank the Lord that I did not, because I rolled out of bed at like 9 o'clock and was like, I got to be on the radio in an hour, and just like jumped out and went and ate a lot of McDonald's.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was this
hour. No. Showered, you roll into 1260 stinking like booze.
No, I had to shower. I had to shower off some of the booze and all of that stuff. But no, pandemic here in Alberta kind of coming to an end. So it was nice to, you know, have a wedding night. Well, I mean, restrictions wise, it is. Ice. So we're, you know, in air quotes, allowed to have a little bit of normalcy. So it was nice to go and just get like hammered drunk at a wedding. I missed those moments, and I missed being this hungover in a sick way.
So people are like, oh, you're Tyler Yaremchuk? Yeah, here's my trade proposal. Is that what you get when you get recognized in public? When people talk to you and they know who you are, does it quickly move to what's up with the Oilers? Why don't they make this trade? I'd think of
no, a lot of like, so Duncan Keith, like, is this happening? Like, is he gonna have, what's the trade gonna be? And I'm like, fuck, I don't know what the trade's gonna be. Come on. But yeah, that was it. And some guy gave me a business card too.
Really? When I started hanging out with Gregor socially back in the day, I thought I was hanging out with like The Rock. Like I was so excited, right? And I'd bring him out. My buddies are like, is that Jason Gregor? And I'm like, whatever, guys. I don't know which Edmonton celebrities I hang out with and don't. But it blew my mind always when he's out in public, how many people come up to him and suggest Oilers trades to him. Like we'd be at the bar, it'd be like 1 a.m. we'd be hammered, and then someone come and be like, okay, here's the deal, Theo Beckham and a first rounder, and you're like, holy shit, you still want to talk about this right now? Congrats. So do you ever get that? What do you get when people recognize you, your Amtrak?
Honestly, kind of the same thing. Like a lot of like, oh, well, like what are the O's going to do? Or like, oh, you know, people just want to talk sports, which I love. I could talk about
It's the best
any hour of any day, but
they want the inside scoop. You ever give them a little tidbit? Ever give them a little magic?
Just a nugget.
Yeah. Sometimes you give them you have to. Someone comes up to you and they're chatting with you. And if I've had a few, some info that I know I'm probably not supposed to say, like slips out like a little like, oh,
you
by
have
the way,
to. Otherwise, what's the point of meeting you if you don't get a little nugget, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, give them a little. Yeah.
Wanye said this to me before, too. It always leaves a good taste in people's mouths when you give them an interesting interaction.
Yeah,
of course.
It's how you make fans, man.
So you make fans, and, you know, they tell someone like, oh, hey, I talked to like this guy and like he was really cool and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I like the story we got this week, though, of bagged milk being recognized. That was good.
Unbelievable.
You recognized.
If you're getting chicks off blogging, you have to do a TEDx or some shit. So we all get to figure out what you did.
Oh, I'll tell you what you do. First of all, you buy a very handsome dog. Right.
Okay.
And then you create a bunch of content around that dog. And that becomes the only recognizable piece of your social media apart from posting pictures of garbage and Ryan Nugent Hopkins memes. And that's it.
So
that works with the babes?
Well, so what happened was, you know, I was just cruising the dating apps as a single gentleman like myself. And just the question that came back was, this may sound weird, but are you bagged milk?
Can you imagine if you take that shot and like it was to someone not you, like some random guy? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, you lunatic?
Well, this has happened to me now a couple of times, 2-3 times. And it's always, this is going to sound weird if I'm wrong, but are you?
You should be like, no, girl, I'm Trina's oil.
Yes. As per Garfield, here I am. Yeah.
So do you admit to it? Do you go like, oh yeah, that is me? Or do you go like, ah, we'll never know?
Yeah, no, I admit it's me. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
If a hot babe's going to take the trouble to ask you by your fake blogging name, if you're you, you owe it to everybody involved to say, you know it.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Then give her a little piece of inside intel on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if I'm going to meet somebody, like they're eventually going to have to do the, what do you do for a living kind of conversations anyway. So like, what am I supposed to say? I'm Tyler Yaremchuk.
Let's get that weirdness out of the way up front.
That's not going to work. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So this is what it is, man. You got to do what you got to do.
This podcast, as it always is brought to you by the HGA Group, Next Generation of Business Services. They'll help you out no matter what you need. They have done hundreds of things already for us at the Nation Network. And
I was there 2 days ago and they sent me a meeting invite and the location said Oilers Boardroom. And I was like, oh, ha, 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 fellas. No way you have an Oilers boardroom. Go to their office. They have an Oilers boardroom.
What do you mean?
It looks like they've won every single silent auction that they were within 100 kilometers of in the last 20 years because they have so much rad memorabilia on the walls. And they have a boardroom that's all Oilers shit.
That's cool.
Like, if there's any reason to switch to HGA, it's so you can sit amongst a Gretzky jersey and a Connor jersey and a Messier jersey. They had all sorts of wicked stuff.
That's cool. That's I like cool that.
Shit. There's my live read for you, HGA. Nothing about the quality of your services, just the fact you have Oilers merchandise on the walls, because I am a moron.
It's like going for a meeting at the Fantasy Land Hotel, but Oilers boardroom version, I guess.
We got to figure out, this is a great transition because there's no one here to transition away from this. We got to figure out some rad Oilers stuff to put in the new office.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
People want to see something, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
And the podcast studio in the new office that we're building that we made doesn't have glass to see inside.
Huh.
And I think that would have been the easiest thing to just be like, am I in the Nation office? You tell me. There's a studio right there with something happening. And I made it all wall because I didn't want people to fuck with us.
Should have done an all glass door. That might have worked. Or like a big glass, like a glass door of some sort, right? Like with a big window on it. That might have
worked. We have a light bulb, your M truck, that we're getting custom hand painted to say on air that goes over the door. So when you go in and click the light on air, that's gangster.
That is,
but that's not tour worthy. We need like Craig Muni's MCL ligament that he had replaced. We need that like frozen in lucite.
I want Zdeno Seeger's Jofa in there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was going to say. Like, let's not, like, I don't want to see like high end merch. I want like really gritty merch in there.
What do you want? Yeah, tell me what we should get your MCL. What should we do?
Could we go through the NHL's auction site? This actually might be really cool. Get a puck from the game from every nation vacation. That'd be neat. Like a game used puck. See if you can find, because they, you know,
they can do that.
Well, I know like they sell NHL game used pucks. I don't know if you can like pick what game it's from and all that shit though, but I'm literally looking this up like right now.
We would need somebody with a better memory than any of us.
Yeah.
To realize when we've gone on vacations.
No. We can pull all that data.
Yeah, because I get hammered on that trip, so I don't remember a whole lot.
No.
Here's a good one. This is not from a nation vacation, but the only game used puck from an Oilers game on Fanatics.com is $150, and it's a goal by Anton Slepyshev in a game from February of 2018.
Yes, yes.
See, that's the kind of mediocre merch we need in the office.
But we also need like we need some real shit. So we got two seats from Rexall.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That'll be cool.
That's going in. That's gangster.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of seats. Obviously, we have to do work there. We're getting a bunch of monitors. It's going to look cool. So there isn't like we have a shit ton of space. There's also like commercial grade, what would you call it? Like cabinetry. Like you'd see the clothing store, your M-Chuck, where they like hang hangers and shit with t-shirts. Yeah. Yeah. We have that built into the walls for Nation Gear.
Oh, that's sick.
I think it would be cool to go back to the idea that we once started and kind of dropped of when we talk to somebody, get them to sign a stick and put that up on the wall. It'd be cool to see who we have coming in or sign a single stick or something like that.
Or those chairs.
Chairs or like build, like have a big nation logo on the wall as like part of something where just people sign that part of the wall when they come in. That'd be really cool. Then we can look at it as the more signatures
that's super
get added
cool.
And
that's super cool.
Because I think like as this goes forward, we're going to talk to more players. You know what I mean? And
well, I would hope so.
That memory of them signing the wall would be pretty dope.
I'm not getting a hand-painted light bulb that says on air because I don't expect A-grade guests.
Yeah.
There
I'm
going to
be like, hey, Craig Muni, here's your meniscus. And they'll be like, how did you get that? And I'll be like, let's DNA test it and make sure. Hey, here's this big giant ball of Connor's hair that I fished out of the drain near his house. What's up with that? I call it little Connor. Would you like kinda that, weird. Craig Muni?
Oh, you're everybody still talking to Craig Connor. Muni.
Well, in this scenario, yeah. Craig Muni and I are going for a tour.
Yeah. Joseph Brannick just left, actually. So Craig Muni showed up.
See, these are the kinds of players I would like to talk to. Like, I would love to talk to current Oilers. I'm getting there mentally. I think the interviews we've done with Oilers have been great. Right. But I want to talk to like Yanni Nienema, like players of that ilk, players that I grew up with, like the 80s or others. I love them all. And they're all in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And that's great. Before my time, bros, I don't know. What I do know is I'd like to talk to Tom Pody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and those guys also have really good stories. Like, remember, Tyler, when we had Sebastian Bisaglione on Oilers Nation Radio?
Yeah,
and we were expecting like a 10-minute quick chat. And we ended up talking to him for almost the whole hour because he just had really cool stories about his journey in hockey.
We had Liam Reddix on this podcast, but I was the only one who showed up for the interview. And he told me about how when he got called up to the Oilers, he showed up to the rink at like 3 a.m. because that's when his flight got in. And he slept in front of the sliding locker room doors because he didn't know where else to go and he didn't have his hotel information.
Oh, my God.
He was like so excited to make his NHL debut. He was like,
you were the only guy who talked to Liam Reddix?
Yeah, no one else showed up. It was just me. And
was him. What time of year was that?
It was like 4 months ago. No, it was during the offseason. It was in the winter. Hey, wait. Chalmers is in the waiting room, so I'm sure the audio on this will be terrible because
it
might be on the golf course. But I'm going to let Chalmers and presumably
he'll Jay. Be drunk. 90% chance he's drunk. Just FYI.
Oh no, he's not.
Oh, what the fuck? We thought you were with Jay. We thought you were with Jay on his trip to Kelowna.
Me? No, I'm.
You're not drunk. You have a pencil over your ear. You're stone sober.
I got two pencils. Getting work done, you know? How you guys get doing?
Good. We were literally getting the listeners ready. I'm like, all right, they're going to be drunk. They're probably going to be on a golf course. I thought Jay said both of you guys were on some trip.
No, he went to Kelowna with a couple friends to go on a golf trip, but I didn't go. I had to stay here.
Work.
So
somebody's got to work around here, hey? One is muted.
Somebody's got to work around here.
I just said you flipped the script. I put 90% chance on it. You were hammered, but you're not.
Yeah.
Nope. Stone sober.
So what's in the
What do you think of what's his nuts? Tarps off when he won the cup in the presser, Chalmers.
I thought it was hilarious.
Me too.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It's funny because the Twitter clip that I saw, I went and looked at the comments because I always find them funny, and it's just all hurt Cab fans getting mad at him for his comments, and you're going, man,
shut up.
On the cup, he's got his, shut up. Who cares?
I loved it. But it's just like Chalmers said, I loved it. He shows up to the podium, tarps off, pounds back his Bud Light, and then gets to work. It's the greatest.
He won the cup.
Yeah, I thought I was the drunkest human on the planet last night, and then I woke up and saw that Kucherov video, and that was not the case. But I mean, like, if there's not a point where it's acceptable for a guy to act like that, or if there is a point where it is, after you win the Stanley Cup on home ice, that is when it is acceptable to be belligerent and hilarious.
We often want NHL players to share their personalities with us outside of the boring cliches they generally give. And when a guy does it and he goes all in on it, taking shots at Montreal's fans, taking shots at Fleury for winning the Vezina. Like, the whole thing was absolute treasure. I loved it. It's exactly what this league needs. Add a little bit of wrestling into the NHL. That's what this was. Because I'll tell you one thing, when Tampa goes to Montreal next year, Kucherov is going to hear it, and he won't ever not hear it. And that's great for the NHL.
I want to see, like, if the clouds part and we win a Stanley Cup, I want to see guys on our team have that kind of reaction. I don't want them to come in there and be all buttoned up. You just won the Stanley Cup, like, show the raw emotion from it, right?
Yes.
It doesn't help that, like, there's a lot of people out there that still bitch about the fact that they circumvented the cap, and the chef's kiss to it all is it's the guy that comes in and is the like the whole reason for that, and he just blows the whole thing up. I loved it too.
It's like
the bar's been set, Connor. Though the bar's been set. When you win the cup, you need to come out tops are off, rather, and bottoms off. You need to pull out the old Connor hammer and slam it against the mic and let your dick do the interview.
That's exactly. But like, even the cap thing, Chalmers, it's like, okay, that rule exists. Tampa took advantage of it. It worked for them.
What's the issue? I haven't been paying attention because I don't give a shit.
So Nikita Kucherov hadn't played a single game all season because he was on the long-term injury reserve. And he just magically came back perfectly healthy when the playoffs started and there is no salary cap anymore. So people are upset about it. But it's not the first time. Like, I remember Chicago doing it a while back with Patrick Kane too. Like, it's that loophole is there. Use it if you can. I would love to see.
I don't know how many people you could use with that, though. Like, sure. How many players in the NHL can spend a whole off season not playing, come into the playoffs, and by far be the best player in the playoffs?
100%. No, like, you're completely correct. But like, even Jason Gregor yesterday at OilersNation.com wrote about, like, the Leafs did it this year. They traded for Riley Nash, and he was on the LTIR when they got him. So he was able to be activated for the playoffs in the exact same way. The rules are there. If you can play them, play them.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the same thing next offseason or next playoffs if Klefbom decides he's ready to go for game one of the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's bullshit, the Oilers cheated. Like, if anything, be mad at the NHL for the way the system is set up.
Yeah.
But don't be mad at the Lightning for being like, oh, shit, there's a way we can ice an insanely good team this year. Let's do it. Because, again, they didn't technically break any rules. The NHL has always had no salary cap in the playoffs.
It's a classic case of don't hate the player. Tyler.
I'll tell you what, Kucherov could sure use listening to some podcasts and getting some manscaped, though. He grew himself a nice little playoff chest hair because it was blowing.
He did not keep that tight. That is for sure.
No.
If Nikita Kucherov, if you are listening to this podcast, that promo code for Manscaped is Real Life, and it gets you 20% off and free shipping.
Smart.
You spent most of the year on LTIR, so we know you had some time. There's no excuse for you to not have cleaned up that a little bit, but we're here for you. Manscaped.com, promo code Real Life, that lawnmower 4.0. It's here to make your life better, Nikita. And when you, you won't be celebrating a three-peat because the Oilers are winning the cup next year. But if you do, maybe you'll look a little bit better for it.
I like that confidence here, M. Chuck. Good for you.
Yeah.
If this was a wedding, I'd make you do a shot right now.
Absolutely. And then I would ask you for some tips and inside information.
Say, what do you know? What do you hear?
What's the scuttlebutt, as they say?
The
411.
The first guy I talked to, because I went, I saw on my phone that there was a minute left in the hockey game. So I went out. The wedding was like at a golf course. So I walked over to the clubhouse where the washroom was. And I just kind of stood there and watched the end of the game on my phone. And some guy just like pulled up and he was just watching the game on my phone. I didn't know who he was. And then he was like, sorry if I'm like leaning over your shoulder. I'm like, oh no, it's fine. Everyone wants to watch the game. And then we started talking about hockey. Then he talked about how much he loves the Sherwood Park Crusaders. And I was like, oh no shit. Me too. And then he looked at me and he was like, oh fuck, I know who you are. And then we talked for like another 10 minutes, but
he was trying to bond with you.
Yeah, he's bonding.
I was going to say, if you're dealing with a fellow fan of the Sherwood Park Crusaders, there's a high likelihood he's going to realize he knows you.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people covering AJHL nowadays, so it makes sense.
Good on you. You're a purist.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep moving on here. So we got through the Kucherov thing. We got through the whole Lightning, are they cheaters? We've decided as a podcast that they are not cheaters, and... None of that here. Chalmers, you got like any current events for us or anything like that?
Yeah, are you upset about statues in any other countries or something?
Yeah, has Brazil offended you in the last 24 hours?
Yeah.
No. And you know what? As far as current events go, like, there's not that much that's hitting my radar. You know, it's been, I'm not going to lie to you guys, this last like week has been, work-wise, has been one of the most busy and stressful weeks I've had. I've been very, very narrow, like very, I've had tunnel vision on it, as one would say. But there's some things I'm looking forward to. Like I don't ever really claim to be the biggest fan of soccer. But the fact is I am a fan of England. I've had a jersey of theirs since I was 12 years old, and I always really liked David Beckham, and really, so to see England back in the Euros is pretty cool, especially to play Italy, which is going to be exciting on Sunday. That's fun.
Prince William and David Beckham were in a box together watching the semis, and there's a photo of it. And I'm trying to like figure out how to get it tattooed on the inside of my eyelid so I can look at it when I'm sleeping.
That's so cool.
Soccer's so weird though, right? Like, it's funny to me. Like, I get the injury time, how it works or whatever, but it's so funny how the refs just basically can set an arbitrary number of minutes to continue on for. I was having a good time. I got a group chat with some buddies and we were talking about the last little chunk of the game yesterday. And it makes me laugh.
I mean, it was weird. I mean, the whole, like, you get a penalty and then you basically get like a for sure goal. Like in soccer, there's not many guys that miss penalty kicks. Like, The Danish goaltender had an opportunity to be a hero.
Yep,
and hero. For a split second, he was.
Yep.
But getting a rebound on it, I mean, I guess it's like a free throw. I guess, I don't know. It'd be like in hockey if you could get your own rebound on a penalty shot.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Weird, right? And so to be able to like have him stop the first one, which is probably one of the hardest things in sports to do.
Yep.
To have him be able to just like run up and kick the rebound into the net, it's kind of feels weak, and to see like the way the penalty was called kind of felt weak.
So he kicks the penalty kick, the keeper like, stops it.
I don't know,
but he's also got like a 6-foot head start on the other players getting back for the rebound.
Yeah
That is weird.
But and then to hear the English commentators be like, well, you know, it's his fault, he should have held it, and I'm like, fuck yeah. Most of the time, they don't even get a hand on it. Now you're saying this guy's at fault because he couldn't hold it? Like, this guy made a miraculous play. He guessed correctly. And now he's supposed to hold on to it. Like, what more do you want from this guy? Yeah. They sure don't give these goaltenders any breaks. I'll tell you that much.
They do not. They do not.
But as I was saying, this match, the golf match, I don't know if anybody caught this.
Oh, yeah.
Which I doubt anybody did because Canadian TV didn't pick it up. It was like buried on a Tuesday night, which is absolutely weird to me. Bryson DeChambeau, just showing again why he's the biggest clown in the world, comes there with a Rolodex of jokes and uses them all up on the first hole. So basically,
what he told jokes?
I mean, he brought a roll of duct tape and threw it at Tom Brady and was like, "This is for your mouth." That was considered a joke in Bryson DeChambeau's world, which is just like not even funny. Yeah, you can tell that he's just not—he's not really well acclimatized to this world, because any little bit of ribbing that they gave him, he looked like a deer in headlights. He didn't know how to take it. But the real takeaway from the whole thing is Phil Mickelson probably is, in person and to golf with, one of the better guys out there. Because if it wasn't for him, that would have been the most lifeless television event for charity that has ever been.
This is for your mouth.
Yeah, I mean,
Phil's an entertainer, and Brady's pretty funny too. I like Tom Brady. He's shown his personality recently.
Tom Brady, when you saw him, he looks like a starting quarterback, one of the best athletes in the world. And then you see Aaron Rodgers standing next to him, who is technically probably the second or third best athletic quarterback in the NHL right now.
NFL.
And he looked like your Uncle Frank who plays golf on the weekend. And you're like, what? Did you maybe want to just comb your hair or something? Like, even though you're wearing a hat, it looked like he was just straight out of bed.
You can tell which guy is disgruntled with his employer in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like those, though. I would watch the match if they did, like, a different form of it. Like, I don't know. Something about, like, other athletes playing golf is, like, entertaining to me. I would bet and I would watch the match once a month if they did a different iteration.
Oh, yeah. Well, this weekend is the Lake Tahoe event, right, where a lot of celebrities are at. One of the more fun golf tournaments, I guess you could say, on the schedule. So you got that coming this weekend. I always like to see I love seeing, like, football players like Romo or even Steph Curry just be super good at golf. Hilarious. And I live for that.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with Chalmers? What's up with that show now that's coming out that Steph Curry's like the executive producer of? Have you seen this?
Holy moly. My kids and I watch it all the time. It's an extreme mini golf.
Elimination.
And it's cool. So they have two people that come, and it's basically like, you remember the show Wipeout? You got to make a putt, and usually the putt's pretty hard. You know, you got to go over some serious obstacles, but then you have to do like a Wipeout style course to get to your ball where you most likely will end up in the water. So your next putt, you're like shaking, freezing cold, soaking wet. It's very entertaining. Yeah.
I saw a video someone made online. It was like, it's golf, it's this, it's that. Also, Steph Curry. Like, how's Steph Curry involved? Like, what the fuck is this? Also,
One obstacle is just simply called Uranus. So you know how they're making their obstacles very, very tongue-in-cheek. Plus, Rob Riggle's really funny on that show.
That's bizarre. I can't believe there's a show now where people make Lego. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I hear ads for it all the time, but I've never watched it.
Is this the one that's hosted by Will Arnett?
Yeah.
I'm hoping this is because of the pandemic. Yeah, like somehow they're just like, maybe this will work. It's but in normal times, no.
Bag milk. I'll explain it to you. It's like an extreme bake-off, but with Lego. So you get a theme, you get time to go get your ingredients, and then you got to make your masterpiece. And,
it's so bizarre. Really like, what are we going to be watching in 100 years? Like, oh, we watch this show where people color in a coloring book really slowly for 7 hours, and the person who wins is executed. You're like, what the fuck?
What they do well in the Lego show is they make them make their thing, but then they have to, in order to get it over to the judges, they have to wheel it on like a dolly. And there could be some drama wheeling those things over because they break on the way and you do not get to fix it. So that's
you know what show
You watch a lot of TV, be, hey?
I have this ability to get the gist of something by seeing it once.
Okay.
And then kind of seeing what the main theme of the show that they're going to create drama over or what the climax is going to be. So I don't
Oftentimes, Ramchuk, oftentimes Chalmers' synopsis of a show is far more entertaining than the actual show. And oftentimes his highlights of a sporting event, because as long as I've known him, I was like, Chalmers, what's going on with blah? And he'll just perfectly summarize it. It's why I made him come on the podcast. He has a much better understanding of a show. Like, you should write trailers for shows. Be like, here's why this is interesting.
Here's the key. Just say it with confidence. Nobody ever fact checks you. You say it with confidence. Everybody believes you're telling the truth.
There's that.
There were two more things I wanted to get to in the Stanley Cup final. But quickly before I do that, some love to Twig and Berries. That promo code NATION15 at twigandberries.ca gets you 15% off. They also have a new store up on the, that would be the south side of St. Albert, just off the Henday by the casino in St. Albert. So hit them up, twigandberries.ca, find them in store, but that promo code NATION15 does get you 15% off. Two more Stanley Cup Finals things. One, are we happy for Pat Maroon? Like, that's a cool story.
Of course.
We all like Pat Maroon. I saw some Oilers fans being like, no, fuck that guy. And I was like, did I miss something? No? No, okay.
No, I'm
just haters mad that Pat Maroon left the Oilers and won cups 3 years in a row.
It's like,
okay,
the guy played, what was it, Tyler? Ball hockey? That was like his original thing. And then he worked his way up as like a
three cups
guy. Now he's got three straight cups. And by all accounts, he is just one of the nicest people. Like,
it's a movie waiting to be made.
Yeah. Well, so how can you not be happy for him?
Super cool. But he did hit a speed bump last night. And I have to address it because every single person in the team photo, every single person put up two fingers and he put up three. And in my opinion, he deserves to be able to put up three. But in that one moment, put up two.
I'm with it.
All summer he can do that.
He did something even Wayne Gretzky didn't do.
Who does he disrespect by putting up a three? Who's he saying fuck you to?
I think in that moment, it's a team celebration.
That's a team celebration. He's making that a Pat Maroon moment. Now, that's what people are all talking about. If he would have just put up two, and then, like, he can, in all the photos he has with his family and friends, he can put up three fingers. All he wants.
Fuck, silly. You would, Charlie. You would find a fly in the ointment when Pat Maroon wins back-to-back-to-back. Yeah, but look at his haircut.
Because you know what? When the Oilers sign him in the offseason and he goes for four next year, if he does this in the photo, I'm pumped on it.
Wow. Imagine Pat Maroon just like went somehow team to team winning the cup every year for like four more years.
It's like Taylor Hall with the draft lottery, but Pat Maroon with Stanley Cup wins now.
Can you name a basketball player who did something similar to this, Chuck?
No.
Big Shot Bob.
No.
Big Shot Bob. Larry Bird?
Big Shot Bob. Robert Horry. He won like six championships, I think, in like 7 years. Huh. And I think it was with multiple teams. I think it was with like two teams. Yeah.
Now, here's a question for you. Has Pat Maroon learned any lessons in winning these three cups that would make him a guy you could bring to a team and he would like infuse you with cup knowledge? Or has he been the happy-go-lucky guy who's kept it loose in the room?
I think that's his role. Also, it's worth noting he's under contract for one more year, $900,000. So I don't think the Lightning are getting rid of that guy. But, you know, I think there is value in having a guy who's won before in your room. I'm not sure if Pat Maroon is any
different. Well, Colin Frazier won two cups. I don't necessarily ascribe to the fact he was key contributor. It definitely helped, but it wasn't like, oh, we're bringing in that cup-winning know-how.
Because that was the fun Coombsy and I were having on Twitter last night, is that now Pat Maroon has the same amount of cups as Duncan Keith, which is all the rage around these parts these days. Why not?
Duncan Keith. Cup winners. Hey, how about losing Twitter and getting Twitter back?
Yeah.
Chalmers, did you follow any of this?
No, say it again.
We lost our Twitter account again, got locked out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Gregor had to phone fucking Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, and get it reinstated. Here's why we got kicked off. You're going to love this. We get banned because of using Cotton Eye Joe footage from what year, Bagmill?
Oh, it was years and years ago. Like the song underneath, we were making memes with Cotton Eye Joe underneath years and years ago.
So, like, A, chill the fuck out. We're the only Cotton Eye Joe fans left on Earth. And B, it's hilarious. This is Cotton Eye Joe's fault.
It is a very on-brand
playing that song.
Gonna get this.
Oh, you Ramjack, you son of a bitch! Now we're gonna get
now this podcast is gonna get banned from Spotify or something.
That is a hilarious reason to get banned.
Lesson to all you kids out there: if you're starting up any sort of thing online, do not rely on getting big on social media to promote it. Make a website and promote it on social media, because your shit could get deleted, and then you're gonna go and like want to lie down in the ditch and let Earth cover you over, like. Always try to do a website, because we've had our Twitter account deleted how many times now? 5, 6?
3, 4 at least, for sure.
Well, the last time it was gone for what, like a year?
A year
and ages. Change. Our Instagram account that had massive ass following got deleted, never got it back, had to start up a new one. Facebook, like, don't try and make yourself big on one social media account. Do it all. Do all platforms and make a fucking website. Word to the wise. Your M-Chuck, that's how you do your OnlyFans. Come in 2022.
Interesting. Another thing from the Stanley Cup Final. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Coors Light is brewing a beer using ice that was like used in the Stanley Cup Final.
Ew. So
it's called Coors Light Champions Ice.
I don't fucking want that.
They scraped up a bunch of the ice that was used in like whatever game one or game two of the Cup Final. They're using it to brew beer, and it's going to be available in Tampa Bay bars.
I hope it's
bag milk.
Loogie infused fucking ice from right in front of the benches. If it's not,
you
that,
only hate that's a good that point. Because it's Tampa Bay. If it was Oilers Cup beer, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I get nudged to baby bird that right into my mouth, but like that's I don't want it.
If I could Oilers, that like for a, the
is that like a new trend right now? Baby birding drinks.
Well, I wouldn't call it a trend.
I've seen way too much of that on Instagram to think it's not like becoming.
What kind of accounts are you following over there?
People spitting drinks in each other's mouths?
Like ones where people show me disgusting stuff that shouldn't be like stuff like Moist Buddha and like Tuna Meltdown.
Moist Buddha's foul.
Like
Moist
Buddha
is. That's not for the faint of heart, though.
Spit a drink in this in this guy's mouth.
That's disgusting, Thomas. Yeah. This is a family podcast.
I'm just saying, if it's becoming a trend, I need to know about it.
Yeah, you're right. This shit is happening every damn day while you live in your cloud world where all there is AJHL hockey. People baby burdened out in these streets.
COVID's over. Bars
are over. Nature's healing.
Let's go, baby.
We did it.
Baby burden. Hit me one time.
Oilers Nation Golf Tournament, baby birding it up.
Shit, yeah, after that tournament, hole, they're selling like crazy.
So they're selling like crazy, and there's something we need to promote as well. Jay and I were kicking around this idea. Should we auction off the chance for someone to have a twosome to golf with us, the podcast?
Twosome.
So like we're selling foursomes right now. I think it's $1,000. If you go to nationgear.ca, there's more info there, and that's where you can go to get it. So if you want to get in on the Oilers Nation Open 2021.
Charity.
Yeah, it's a proud supporter of Gregor's Grads. If you don't know what Gregor's Grads is, it started in 2014. Obviously, Gregor is behind this. They provide a new suit, shirt, tie, and shoes for high school students in the Edmonton and surrounding area for their graduation. High school students' needs can often go unnoticed in the community. That's why Gregor steps up and started this. And he also talked about, I've heard him talk about this before, at least with Gregor's Grads. Like, they get the suit for their graduation, but they keep the suit as well. Job interviews, that kind of stuff. Like, they get it going forward. It's a great initiative, and that's what we support with the Oilers Nation Open. Again, $1,000 gets you a group of four out at Cougar Creek. So $250 a pop goes to charity. You get a round of golf at one of the better courses in the Edmonton area. Like, Cougar Creek is freaking beautiful. You get to have a great time hanging out with us also. And Jay, again, pitched the idea of setting up a separate auction style thing where you and a friend get to golf with myself, Jay, and Chalmers. And if Bag Milk is cruising around.
If you see Gregor in the streets, propose trades to him, man. Yeah. This guy's got a pipeline to the GM of the oil. If you hit him with a good one, he might take it to Ken Holland, and that shit might go through.
And if you're looking for a reason to come to the tournament and you don't know yet, there's a very good chance you'll see Gregor cry at the end of the night.
Yes.
He cries every year.
Bag Milk, are you going to golf in the tournament?
No. I like my role, man. I like to cruise. I like to cruise.
Dude,
and chat
it's a
to
good
people.
Role. It's a great role.
Yeah.
So at the golf tournament, you'll see me cruising around in a cart, couple of bevies in my cup holders. Nobody, and that's what I do.
Nobody knows what you look like.
Though. Yeah. Like, it's if you want something, hey. I'm there to help. If you want to chat bullshit. I like the last time we did a tournament, there was a couple of guys who figured out it was me. So I took their tee drives for them. Like it's a good day. It's a fun day, but no, I won't be golfing, Tyler.
I've never been off before. That'd be fun. I'd like to see, we should do that.
I hope someone, you know, actually pays in the auction and we don't just go like undrafted free agents.
No, we just let two people have it. And then we just pretend like they bid big money.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
That's fair.
If
you're listening to this and you want the chance to golf with either myself, Jay, and Chalmers, we're thinking of setting up that package there. Or if you just want to go with some of your friends, nationgear.ca, Oilers Nation Open. I've only partaked in one. I got incredibly intoxicated, golfed fucking terribly, but I had a great time. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
There's a couple things, Ram Check, I respect about you. One, that you listen to as much rap as you do.
Yes.
And two, you get after it when it comes to the sauce. And I respect that. I can see an alternate version of you being like, I don't drink. I drink the pink, only BioSteel. But you get after it. Respect. Yep, much respect.
So here's what I'll add to the auction if you are interested and you would like to participate in that. If you are the winning bidder of our team, not only will I personally buy you all your drinks on the golf course.
Wow.
We will have a lot of them. We will not be going home early. If we want to go somewhere after the tournament, we will. And that is my personal guarantee.
I've been to all of them now. And it's a great day. It's a fun day. Really great people show up. The holes are always fun. The hole sponsors are always great. I love meeting people when I'm cruising around. Well, you know, when I'm ready to meet people, because I'm good and cockeyed and the old sunglasses are off kilter, you know, and it's a good time. So enter the auction, golf with the boys, and I will chirp you from a safe distance.
At the last Oilers Nation golf tournament, I'm thinking back, there was a tequila tent for some tea time. Yep. There was on right before you got to the back nine, right before hole 10, Yegburger was there grilling up fresh burgers for everyone. Fucking unreal. Yep.
There was a wine hole. I remember they gave me a bottle of wine, so I was cruising with a fresh bottle of red for a while.
Damn.
It was good.
Did you put back a whole bottle of red?
There was, of course.
Not the whole bottle. I shared a little bit, but most of it, yes.
There was a scalp massage hole.
Oh, God, yes. There was.
A lot of food, a lot of drinks, cool prizes, cool games.
Yeah, let's not sleep on the pack, the goodie bag you get right off the bat too. Everybody gets a goodie bag for coming.
Yep.
I think, I don't know if you guys are doing that this year, but I remember there was an exclusive one-off run hat that was only available through that golf tournament, which I still have. Actually, my son wore it to school and somebody stole it.
No.
I know. I was pissed. And I'm like, buddy, if you see somebody wearing that hat at school, it is yours. Okay.
100%.
There is no chance that they got another one.
And you want to know,
like 100 of those.
You want to know how hard we go. So again, like the $1,000 for a team, I understand that you could look at that and be like, oh, that's jarring. One charity, two, you're getting the food. You're getting a lot of booze there as well. We meet at the pint downtown and then we take a bus out to the golf course. So,
and supply drinks on the bus.
Yeah. So you're getting your money's worth here.
The swag bag is heavy duty.
The swag bag is legit.
If people are actually doing this math, like a ride out to Cougar Creek, green fees, cart, dinner, food, drinks on the bus, that shit's $500 all day long.
Like the ride out to Cougar Creek is like an hour. Like it's a bump and bus ride out there. And two, like, that's an expensive Uber, you know?
Yeah.
You can use that time to sit next to Jason Gregor and pitch him trade proposals. He'll be on the bus with you.
Yeah.
If you sit next to me and you have a trade proposal, I will say seats taken, like in Forrest Gump. Seats taken. Seats taken. Get away from me.
You can sit here if you want to.
It's Gregor.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Do you know what Forrest Gump is, your M-Truck?
Yes, I do.
You do, eh? A popular film. Mm-hmm. Actor of the day, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks,
I thought you meant the song by Frank Ocean.
Oh, he has a song called Forrest Gump.
Oh yeah, and it is.
See, you got your ear to the streets too. Everybody in this podcast is suave. I like it.
Okay, dude, you want to hear about Ear to the Street? And I know you're going to do this right when we leave. I listened to a 6-part podcast, 32 minutes per, and they were all, it was all about the rise and fall of Chris Lighty. You know who Chris Lighty is, right?
Yeah, the record executive, right? Who ended up passing?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
He killed himself. Well, yeah. And it is awesome. He has the things that he has to do with 50 Cent, the way that he got into it. A lot of the stories of like 80s and early 90s hip hop artists and like managers and stuff, the way they fall into it is all so similar. They just want to be like around music and end up like, you know, carrying some famous DJ's records, you know, and then next thing you know, like, these guys need somebody to take care of all the stuff on the road. He becomes their manager, then finds like other acts. Like Chris Lighty's is really fucking cool. Yeah, I think you would really like
it. What was that? Was that on Spotify? So,
yeah, it's on Spotify. It's a podcast called Mogul. It is on Apple too, but it's called Mogul, M-O-G-U-L.
I'm looking right now because it's the year 2021.
So the last 5-part episode that I just listened to was about like Two Live Crew and Luke Campbell's fight for freedom of speech when he... And you know, but just about the time around when the disc Nasty As They Wanna Be, which had Me So Horny on it and all those different sex references.
Me So Horny. I love Me So Horny.
Yeah, great song. But how it was getting like that, they basically got arrested for it being explicit. And it was like they were that album was the reason that you saw that explicit sexual or explicit language tag on albums from then on in.
Yeah.
Would say parental advisory, explicit. Yep. Lyrics, right? And so it's super interesting too, and just like what it burst and man, it's
cool. Sick DJ Screw. Fuck.
Jay is in the waiting room. Should I let him in? Okay, let's try.
He'll be drunk.
Let's try to make this pleasing audio wise if he is drunk. Oh yeah, he's on the golf course. Nice floral shirt.
Hey, down. There he is.
With flowers on the
shirt.
How
are we doing, everyone?
This? Wowie. What hole are you on?
We're on 16. I'm shooting a million today.
There you go.
Where's the course you're at? What's going on, Jack?
We are playing the Bear course at the Okanagan Golf Course.
Damn. Very good. Very good.
So we're doing 36 days. We play the Bear. So we're playing the Bear in the morning right now. We're about to wrap up the Bear, go for a quick lunch, and then play the Quail for our 36 today. It's it's a balmy 33 right now. Probably going to hit 36.
Marvelous.
How are the refreshments going, Dad? You look like a thirsty man.
Yeah, so, you know, the life hack we're doing is we're taking Gatorades and spiking them with vodka. So every hydration. Drink... Exactly. G3. It's party and hydration. G3. So we're taking G0s and we're turning them into G3s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Way to do it.
My dipshit brother-in-law with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there
dipshit
he is.
Dipshit brother-in-law.
He's finding every ball.
Finding every ball. Holy pocket.
Are you going to be...
Going, boys?
It's going good. Are you going to be more or less drunk than Nikita Kucherov was last night?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a life goal right there. I hope I can get to that place.
We're all in agreement, Jay, that's
36 holes. So there's a good chance. I might do a press conference after 36.
That it's good PR for the game that he's that drunk with his shirt off. Who gives a shit? It's the most interesting thing that's happened in weeks.
Oh, it's the exact. It's so good for the game. I love it.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. I wanted to just jump on quick and also say shout out to Bag Milk and Gregor for getting the Twitter account back. Good work, everyone.
Smart.
And we just finished plugging the...
We just...
Are you okay?
Dan Devlin. There's your loser brother-in-law.
What up? What's
going on? At T-Fence, the legend.
Oh, at T-Fence in the house.
This is the podcast. Is. Is
look at these shirts, right, boys.
Yeah. There's our beer cart. Lovely beer cart.
Are you ready
right
to
there?
Turn into 90-year-old men? What's up with these shirts?
It's Tommy Bahama life.
So Fence and I decided to go team shirts here because we're playing a match that we just lost.
Wow.
These guys.
So, all right. Well, anyway, we'll let you go.
So I wanted to bomb in. Yeah. I wanted to bomb into the podcast for a bit, but hope you guys are having a good one.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're doing great. All thanks right. for the check-in.
All right.
Jay, one Oilers. Thing before you go.
Go Oilers.
I think he just left. What were you going to ask?
I was just going to ask. I was going to ask Jay's Jay's reason why you should bid on the auction to golf with you guys. Maybe you can all if wear you, flowery shirts.
If you're worrying Jay and T-Fence's significant others, what they do when they're on the road, are they meeting chicks? They are dressing alike right now and sharing a golf cart. There isn't a human woman within 100 miles that gives a shit what they're up to. If you want that level of sexual repulsion in your life, come in our tournament. You can wear a Tommy Bahama shirt too and fit in.
You know, something is really making me mad right now online. And I posted about this yesterday, but no one is crediting Frank Saravalli for being the one who broke the Vlad Tarasenko news. He wrote on Daily Faceoff. It was 7 days ago, 8 days ago.
That, yeah, it was over a week ago.
Yeah. That Frank or that Vladimir Tarasenko is going to be on his way out of St. Louis. That was Frank put it out there. And then yesterday, report from The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford says, you know, breaking news, Vlad Tarasenko wants out. And then no mention of Frank being the first one to report it. ESPN just wrote a column saying this story was first reported by The Athletic, which is like factually incorrect. So like poor journalism. That just makes me mad. Anyways, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
You're a good company, man.
You are a good company, man. I respect that.
We talked about this with Frank on Real Life when he was on whatever it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And we talked about how in hockey, it's so much different than other sports when it comes to giving credit. Like in baseball, whoever breaks the story, every major insider that confirms it goes first to report on this, like ats them, tags them, gives them proper credit. Hockey never really does that. And I've always wondered why.
I know why, because you're all fucking sons of bitches. That's why.
I would.
Why don't you bring some ethics to the game, Yaremchuk. Set the bar high.
In my quest to find game used Oilers pucks, I found an autographed James Neal puck that he inscribed with the real deal on it.
Oh shit. What's that going for?
$110. Whew. Yeah. Not game used though. It's just the official game puck. So not quite game used.
We were talking Tyler, I want to get your idea on this. Wanya and I were doing our chat before the game started.
Podcast started.
And we were talking about what NHLers can do to make some memories for some people, like Pat Maroon going into the crowd a little bit last night. We talked about Smitty.
Always throwing
pucks over the glass to kids. Probably created hundreds and hundreds of Smitty fans over his extended career. What would you like to see more NHLers do to connect with the fans that are there, be it kids or otherwise?
I want to take this time to share a story about when I was like, I would have been... you know, probably 7 or something like that at an Oilers game. And I was sitting in the lower bowl, and during one of the intermissions, the penalty box attendant threw me a puck, and I remembered him obviously. And every single time there was a game on TV for the next however many years, I was always looking to see if he was in the penalty box. Like I was a fan of the fucking penalty box attendant. Yeah. So yeah, no doubt Smitty had hundreds of fans because, you know, he threw them a puck when they were a kid. So, I think just kind of more shit like that, really, or like doing just more memorable stuff, right? Like we always hear, you know, like the cliches hockey players give out. No one says anything like, or it's out of normal for someone to do something like memorable, right? And I think, you know, whether it's tossing pucks over the boards or throwing your stick in the crowd if you're the first star and not just like the weird little promotional stick that they give you, like bringing, you know, your game used twig out there and tossing it into the crowd or something like that. Just little shit like that. I think the sport could probably do a bit of a better job on.
Because after
I'm just imagining. Sorry, go ahead.
After yesterday's England game, one of the guys, I don't know his name or I'd give him credit for it. He took off his jersey and gave it to a girl in the crowd.
Whoa.
And she looked like her life was made in that moment. And it's such a small thing for those players to do. And I'd love to see more of that.
Yeah. 100%. I'm with you 100% on that.
It's not like they pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining you, your Yaremchuk, as a kid watching games and you're doing alternate commentary into a hairbrush in front of the TV with the game muted and your family's like, can we listen to the real audio, please, Tyler? And you're like, no, one day this will pay off for me. Yeah. And then one day it did.
Yeah. I used to, when I played the NHL video games, I used to turn off the sound, do the play-by-play myself because I was better at it.
I knew it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a good call, Wanya. Yeah, of course he did.
Did we? Of course he did. I got a question. Did we get any more voicemails?
Yeah, but I'm going to save them for when Jay's on here on back on the pod Monday. I think Monday is our good like voicemail emptying day.
Did we get any more from future Wanye, or as I believe it to be actual Wanye?
No, it's not actual Wanye.
Oh, but Wanye, if you heard this, you would think it is like it sounds exactly like you.
So the guy, I don't want to hear this. It's creepy, man.
The guy did an amazing.
Great. Hold on. Future Wanye, it's not creepy. Everybody loves it. I'm just creepy.
He played it for us when you were not on the podcast and when we weren't recording.
Yeah.
And I think it's 3-1 their way, but I am positive it is you.
You really think it's actually me?
I honestly thought it was you. Fuck. Or this guy deserves to be up there with some of the world's greatest impressionists, because not only
it's a great impression.
Does he sound like you, but he hits your mannerisms. And I've known you long enough to know that this guy's either spent way too much time studying this, or this is some long play prank that's going to pay off in the future.
No, man,
you are doing.
No, that's why it's creepy. Like one time, I've told this story before, I'll tell again. One time I was peeing in a nightclub in Iceland, and this like 9-foot-tall drag queen came in because there's like a burlesque show going on, and we're peeing at the urinals, and I say something, and this drag queen looks at me and goes, "What is this, an off-brand Seth Rogen day?" And I was like, oh my God, I just sound like Seth Rogen. So now if I fucking hear somebody imitate me, I know I sound like Seth Rogen. It stresses me out. That's why I don't listen to this podcast. I don't want to hear somebody imitate me spot on and creep myself out, because what I'll do is I'll start talking differently. I'll come on here trying not to sound like myself. And I'm like, hey, like Miller, how are you doing? Yeah, exactly. And then I'm not being my actual self.
It's like, hello, this is Wanye.
Yeah. Oh boy, British Wanye.
Wanye, isn't it?
Hello, governor.
That's all right.
What is future Wanye saying? Like, what is his message in the future?
He's predicting some wild shit about like crypto, like shit that you would say.
Crypto?
Like cryptocurrency and some shit.
Oh no, man. It's not me.
At what point he uses like your line, or he goes like, and tell Chalmers, like, I don't give a goddamn, like, says it perfectly the exact way you would have said that. Like, yeah,
our boy here, fake Wanye, whoever it is, put the homework in.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well all done, right. Future Wanye.
When real Wanye takes his vacation, we will get those played to you, the listener. But until then, they will stay locked up in our vault. I saw we got a bunch of new voice messages in our SpeakPipe inbox. If you want to go leave us one, speakpipe.com/reallifepod. We're going to save those for Monday, though. Monday is going to
be. The link will also be in the article on OilersNation.com. So if you don't remember what Tyler just said, go to the website. It's right there.
All right. It is a busy off season ahead for the Edmonton Oilers as well, now that we are officially in the off season as well. So keep it locked. OilersNation.com and DailyFaceoff.com for everything you need. I got a rumors blog up there. Frank will have lists and all that shit going up at Daily Faceoff. Subscribe to the DFO Rundown as well for everything you need for this busy, busy off season. This has been episode 296 of the Real Life Podcast, presented by HGA Group. I'm hungover. I need a nap. So I'm ending it.
Great job on making it through the entire hour of the Real Life Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from.